Yep. It's all going to be okay. Baseball has returned. Yeah. And of all years, Father Nathan had hoped to get season tickets. Good thing you didn't, huh? Or did you get them? No. If I was a little nervous on Friday when the White Sox lost to the Twins, but luckily yesterday the White Sox beat the Twins, and so thankfully the White Sox got Kukol, is that how you say his name? And not the Twins, otherwise it would have been 0-2 for the White Sox. But baseball's been around for a long time, and a week or so ago I was rummaging through some of my files and I came across a letter written in 1944 from my dad to his dad, from Dad Finnegan to Grandpa Finnegan, written from Innsbruck, Austria. Dear Dad, well, I see the Sox took a doubleheader on Sunday. They are certainly surprising a lot of people. We had quite a bit of snow here in the last few days, and up in the mountains. The sun was out today, so everything is back to normal. Baseball is just as big a topic of conversation here as it was or is back home in Lamont. Our adjunct, Captain Hagen, is from the Bronx, a Yankee fan, and is always chiding me and kidding me about the Sox and all that baloney. But I got even with him the other day, though. He asked about how the Yankees were doing, and I told him I didn't know. I hadn't noticed the second division standings. Here are a few pictures I've taken with the camera I acquired, even printed them myself. Well, here's hoping the Sox keep it up. As ever, Pat. Doesn't say hi to Mom. Just about baseball. You would think that for my dad, baseball was everything. But of course, back in 1944, my dad, if you asked him, would have said, no, it's not everything. Everything is winning the war. And baseball, getting diverted for a few moments, is helping us to win the war. Go White Sox. Or maybe the Twins, but definitely not the Yankees. And so, what is our treasure? What is that which is most important? Hey, Jenny, good to have you here. Could you stand for a second? And you can stand too, Mike, because after all, you are her husband. And Jenny, on your left hand, you have a ring. Can you just like show it up a little bit? And there's the engagement ring that your husband, Mike, gave to you 6 years ago about. And Mike, do you remember getting down on your knee and giving that to Jenny? And in fact, I believe you're still paying, what, $1,000 a month for that ring? And because that, and I'm certain, Jenny, when you got that, your face just lit up. I bet even from here to wherever, you could see that. And yet, the ring isn't the pearl of great price, is it? Because, Jenny, for you, the pearl of great price is the guy sitting next to you, right? And, Mike, Jenny is your pearl of great price, right? In fact, such a great pearl of great price that you even left, unbelievably, Faribault, Minnesota, to move to Edina. Who would ever do that? And, of course, now you've gone to New York, and Jenny is a nurse in New York, and thank you for your incredible service in the heart of all of this pandemic. But thank you for having a true pearl of great price. Thank you. So what is the pearl of great price? See, I suppose Jenny could have been so overwhelmed when she got that diamond, she could have said, wow, and forgotten all about Mike. Right? Not a chance. And so sometimes for us, we say Jesus is the pearl of great price, but we can get caught up. We can say, well, he's the pearl of great price as long as the music is good. Because really why we come to church is because we got such phenomenal music. Or maybe we go, yeah, we, you know, the pearl of great price is Jesus, of course, but as long as it's in a nice, beautiful church. That's why I don't go to that dumpy church down the road. Because really what's most important is the church. Or maybe the pearl of great price is, oh yeah, it's Jesus, but if Finnegan gives a long homily, I'm out of here. See, our pearl of great price is not a thing. It's not a thing. It's not a feeling. It's not feeling close to Jesus. That is not the pearl of great price for us, because the pearl of great price is a person, a trinity of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And you and I are invited into this incredible relationship with God, this incredible pearl of great price. And so it demands a response. Just as in today's parables, we hear about this treasure buried, this pearl that's found, and they sell everything. They sell everything, and out of joy, they buy the field, they buy the pearl, because they want that treasure. It demands a response. And because the pearl of great price is Jesus, is everything, we give everything for it. We even wear masks at Mass, because the pearl is worth it. Because we want to have a relationship. It's about having a relationship with God. This personal relationship is not so that we can just relate to a thing. Nice altar. I'm glad I bought two of them. No, it's about a person, Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit, that we relate to, get to know personally in our prayer time, by coming to Mass and celebrating the sacraments. We get to know and serving the poor and the needy and our neighbor and our parents and our children, to get to know Jesus, not as a thing, but as one to whom we relate to. And of course, we relate out of love, because love demands of us. And love is not, of course, this thing that we experience, you know, when you were in high school and you fell in love and you go, oh, I'm in love. I mean, that's nice. It's real at that point, absolutely. But love is something that we demonstrate by giving all that we have. Love is that which we realize I can't but do this for another because I love this, and so I give my very best. Because out of love. But it's not just this like this cold love, like, but because it's a love with affection. Like we actually like the person. I mean, like Mike and Jenny, they actually like each other. I mean, look at, they're holding hands. They've been married for 6 years. They're just glad grandma and grandpa are watching the kids. Like you have affection. It's about friendship. That's why as we reflect on our relationship with God, if we go, golly, I'm doing all the right things, but I don't feel the affection. I don't sense, I'm aware of my love, my tender love, the tender love of God. Then we want to ask God for that grace, not just to know about him, but to know him. Because when you do, we make a response. I love the fact in the gospel today we hear about how they gave everything out of joy. Out of joy. It wasn't like, oh, darn it, I have to sell everything and all that I've got for this pearl, for this treasure. They realize what they're getting is worth everything. They're getting a real deal, a bargain deal. And so they give everything up because they're going to get something far greater. See, when we really encounter God, when we encounter his love and mercy, How can we but give up everything out of joy? So one way to really foster that in our week this week is to do it out of joy. Just one yes. What's one thing that you can do to foster your relationship with God? Coming to Mass, maybe coming to the Adoration Chapel for a few minutes, maybe taking a few minutes every day in prayer, maybe calling up one of, someone said today, or earlier this week, a friend called up his introvert friend and said, "Hey, introvert, I know you like reading books, but I'm an extrovert and I'm living all by myself. Can you call me?" I thought, wow, there's a reversal, huh? So how can we give one yes, just one yes, that will foster Jesus as our treasure, as our pearl? Just offer yourself out of joy, and you will experience it. See, in a few moments, we'll receive the Eucharist, the incredible gift of God Himself. It's been so beautiful watching children receive their first Holy Communion all summer long, five at a time. Unless there's twins, then six. Except at the 11:30 Mass, there's two sets of twins, so seven. Score. But it's so amazing to see their eyes. I mean, what a gift for us as priests to be here and say the body of Christ and see these little beady eyes just light up. Like, wow, this is the treasure whom we hold in our hands, whom we receive onto our tongue. In the midst of all the turmoil in the world, from the pandemic to the riots, to the upheaval of society, it bids us to ask the question, what is our pearl of great price? Because it's a person, and that person is Jesus. And He is here today for you.